Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. I am Kevin Acey, Padres beat writer for the Union Tribune. My boss, Jay Posner, is with me. Actually, not with me, back in San Diego. Jay, we call this an emergency podcast, even though it was regularly scheduled, but we thought we'd be talking a lot more baseball, and there is not baseball to talk about for a while, at least not in terms of games. We don't know when the season is going to start. I'm going to say right from the beginning that the obviously baseball, when it announced it had delayed the start of the major league season for at least 2 weeks, right away there were people saying it's going to be more than 2 weeks. And I will tell you that today the Padres, the players, the manager, Jace Tingler, the people I've talked to are virtually convinced that we're looking at much longer than April 9th.
Kevin, this is a weird time, isn't it?
Certainly is.
I walked in the office today and there might have been like three or four people in here. And, you know, normally there would have been a couple dozen, maybe more, even early in the morning. Because I'm in here at like 5 a.m. Okay, 9:30.
Oh, you are, yes.
Yeah, whatever it is. But just very odd. And whatever sports we thought we were even going to have this weekend, golf, which was called off late last night, and then auto racing was called off today. Overseas, I think almost all of the overseas soccer has been called off. I don't know about the Mexican League soccer, but not a lot of sport viewing activities are going to be on the menu for the next couple of weeks. So I'm not sure what that means for people in terms of if they're going to have to reintroduce themselves to their families now, or find some good Netflix shows. I can throw out The Wire and Justified as a couple of shows, The Americans, that people should all see if they haven't already. There's probably newer stuff that I've seen that I can't even think of right now. But
if
anyway,
if you want sports, Jay,
yeah,
if you want sports, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, I'm going to be a little vulnerable with you and the listeners. The Netflix documentary Cheer.
What's it called again?
It is about Cheer.
Cheer.
It is about a cheerleading team, community college, junior college cheerleading team in Navarro, Texas. And I am telling you, it is absolutely about sports and it is phenomenal. Watch it.
All right. Well, I will definitely bring that home as a suggestion. And
what Julie says.
Yeah, right. And we'll go from there. But I'm sure she'll be interested in that. So anyway, let's talk Padres. What's it like there? I mean, you're the one in Arizona. There aren't very many people there. Tell us what it's like at the Peoria Sports Complex on Friday morning right now.
It was weird yesterday on Thursday. Of course, it was raining, so really wasn't too much, though there wasn't even the sound of bats, hitting ball in the cages. And there were only a few bullpens, so it was a little weird, but I'm like, okay, it was pouring rain. It's the way it is. A ghost town, basically. Obviously no fans, and there won't be any, even when the team does really resume on-field practice. Again, it rained really hard overnight, so it's still kind of, okay, well, they're not working out. But the team met for a while in the clubhouse. They heard basically, we'll tell you more when we know more. It's still a lot up in the air. They heard again from the doctor, precautions to take. The team is taking extra precautions. They've always kept the place real, as sanitary as, you would hope. But now extra cleaning crews and extra cleaning. Players lifted. They played catch. They're basically, the deal here is they've got to stay ready. They're not going to ramp up anymore because they don't know when the season's starting. But especially pitchers, you can't stop working out. So the plan is to stay here and to stay ready. I talked to Garrett Richards this morning. Plan is to stay at about 50, 60 pitches when they do simulating games and all that sort of thing next week. Or they do a simulated game even in the bullpen when it's raining, if it's your time to pitch. I mean, there's just a lot that they're going to be doing, and every team's going to have to figure it out.
Now, is everybody staying there? I mean, are all the players, are they required to stay there? Is it one of those voluntary and voluntary but it's really required type of things, or what? Can people go home? What are the rules, I guess?
My understanding is they could go home. They've asked them to stay, and that everyone has stayed.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty uniform, but here is the deal. they have the players are kind of playing it by ear. And you know what? Jace Tingler was a lot more forthcoming. You know, Jace Tingler has been very guarded in terms of what he says. He's great to work with and all that, but it reminds me of working with an NFL coach to some extent. And today in Jace Tingler just even acknowledging sort of everything that's up in the air and that they don't know, in a way, was saying more than he's ever said. Uh-huh. And it was just that, and this is what players said too, is, you know, we'll know more hopefully in 4 or 5 days. Right now, we're all committed to being here.
Are there any requirements for or rules that MLB has put out in terms of when people can work out? I mean, were they having batting cage stuff today, or are they limited until the weekend? I mean, is there anything like that? I mean, when are they going to continue sort of a regular workout schedule?
Right now, a little bit is that the fields aren't in condition, so it's real convenient. But no, and I've seen some teams that aren't showing up again until Monday. But the Padres are there. They're going to work out. They're working out today. They're planning to work out tomorrow. Now, these are light workouts. These are like some long toss. Get into the gym if it's your day to do that. Get in the batting cage. Pitchers, just long toss. Maybe if it was your bullpen day, a light bullpen. Again, they're taking it real – they're taking it easy, but just trying to stay ready. And then the Padres will take off Sunday. They're going to do a workout, hopefully get on the field Monday, take off Tuesday, because that was their regularly scheduled day. A lot of guys, their family is here. Some aren't. And they're thinking, okay, that's cool. By next week, I need some clarity. Another thing is the commissioner and Tony Clark, the head of the Major League Baseball Players Association, are meeting today and tomorrow. Right now, I've talked to agents, I've talked to MLB people. No one knows when these guys start getting paid. Be like, oh, they've got millions of them in the bank. Not all of them do.
Right,
and nonetheless, they got bills to pay, all right? Now, it might be a Bentley bill, I don't know, but they got bills to pay. And so the president, evidently today, if he hasn't already, sorry, I'm in my baseball cocoon still, declaring a national emergency.
Yes, well, that just happened.
That's the same terminology that the commissioner used in the release yesterday. And that may not be coincidence, because in a national emergency, the commissioner has the power to say the players aren't getting paid. Now, no one that I've talked to expects that to be the case here. But at some point, how long can you require or suggest, because we all know how sports is, voluntary workouts aren't voluntary,
right,
that players stick around if they're not getting paid?
Well, and the other part of it, I would think, is most of these guys arrange for their own housing while they're down there.
They're having to work through that right now. Absolutely. They've only got a couple weeks left.
Right. So I was going to say, you've got to think that, I mean, I know the lease on the place that we rented, I assume expires around the 24th or so.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that most of the players, you know, maybe they, you know, had to rent a place through the end of March or something, depending on.
I'll be rooming with Manny starting on the 24th. He already said it was cool.
He said, oh, that's great. That's great. There's a new show, you know, Cribs with Manny and Kevin. Man, that will be fantastic. I can't wait for that.
It'll be a one-man show, because he'll still only have a few words for me. And by the way, I'm making jokes, but I love covering Manny.
Yeah.
And I tell him that all the time. You're a pain in my butt, but I love covering him. He's really a good guy.
But I do think that at some point that's going to be an issue in terms of guys,
yes,
you know, having to stay in Arizona. How much longer do we have to stay here, kind of thing? And they've got, you know, who knows with families. I mean, with schools closing all over the place, maybe that frees it up, mm-hmm, for some of the wives and
families
and
to come out.
And families, mm-hmm, to come out. Although, you know, a lot of these guys are so young, I'm sure that even if they have kids, some of them aren't even school age yet. So, but anyway, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of things that are going to,
yep,
have to be worked through here. So the idea of, you said 2 weeks seems to be sort of a fantasy. I would guess at some point then they're not going to be able to make up games beyond – I don't even know they can,
right,
make up games beyond 2 weeks, or even if it went just 2 weeks, if they could make up that number of games. But it seems like there's definitely going to be, assuming there's a season this year, which, boy, I sure hope that this doesn't get any worse where, you know, we're starting to talk about calling off seasons. But assuming there's a season, it's definitely going to be shorter.
Absolutely. If it gets beyond 2 weeks, I would think. Right now, they believe that with 2 weeks, and then beyond that, what's the playoff format? Don't know, but they believe that with 2 weeks, they can play 162 games. Beyond that, again, I don't see how that could happen. Again, like, Jay, it is fascinating and unsettling if you think about it, but it is fascinating to think how up in the air this is.
Right, and I know you guys said last night that the business office was told to work from home and that sort of thing, and it's probably too early to ask this question, but I know it's one of the things we've talked about, but are there any indications about what the Padres are going to do with their employees? And, you know, is everybody going to continue to work? And I guess the scouts are coming off the road, but I guess that's just one of the things you're going to have to work out, or you're going to look into, is just sort of what's the impact on the entire organization, basically, you know, going forward, right?
As of right now, with the, you know, in quotes, 2 week delay and the idea that they'll play the whole season, everything is status quo. Now, you've got the vendors at the ballpark that are, you know, the people that work at the different places there, besides the ushers. The ushers are team employees. Those are employees of the concessionaire.
Right.
But you have to start thinking about that too. I mean, you know, Eric Hosmer doesn't live paycheck to paycheck, but there's a whole lot of people involved in baseball that do. And that would include minor leaguers. And they're figuring out, you know, but the minor league season being delayed. Right now, the minor leaguers are working out there. It's probably a pretty good situation for them because they're getting room and board. How long does that go on? I mean, there is so much to be figured out. But right now, in terms of the operations of the Padres, it's status quo, other than that people get to work at home, which is my understanding. That's what's happening. You have that option at the Union Tribune, which and a lot of other places. So I think that's really the only change right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've been encouraged to work from home, but they've also said that anybody who wants to still come in the office is welcome to do so. I mean, it's not a mandatory, you've got to be out of here. And there are a few people in here that it's probably much easier for them to do their jobs when they're in the office. And I would assume that's probably the case at most places. But as is most places, you can get by. I mean, we could put out a paper here without anybody being in the office, as long as the pressmen in Los Angeles are still able to report to work. So I think they're being put in bubble wrap right now between shifts.
You bring up the bubble wrap, and there's one issue that I wanted. Right now, baseball's thought is, you know, unlike what was happening in the NBA and the NHL, these guys are in one place all the time. Yes, they're going out to dinner, what have you, and all that. They're in public contact. But there is sort of a cocoon that happens. I mean, heck, I'm even in it, right? Like, you just were, in terms of the Padres case, everybody's in Arizona. I think there's been 9 documented cases here. They go to this very clean and you know, isolated facility. And that's where they spend, you know, 8 to 12 hours a day. They start going home. First of all, there's obviously exposed to more people. Second of all, they go home. They're not going to stay in shape. It's just that's the way it is. No matter how much you work out, you're not in baseball shape. So their thought is, like, this is really best for everyone. But all these other issues we've talked about, you know, at some point you can't stay here forever.
Right. Yeah. There's going to come a time and they're going to have to figure that out. One other question I had, and I know you mentioned this today to me today in a text, is it too soon to talk about things like this? But hey, I don't know when we're going to do a podcast again, but maybe it'll be next week, maybe it won't. But I'll just ask you now: is there any thought that this delay? Let me put it a different way: can this delay help certain people with the Padres and who? Who might those people be in terms of getting them ready for the season? I would think a guy like Tommy Pham might be able to – maybe he can rest – either – I guess there's two options. Either he can rest a little more before he really gets into, you know, heavy, heavy throwing, or he can have more time to get into heavy throwing and see how he reacts to that. But who are some of the guys that you would be able to keep an eye on and see kind of who this delay might work out for?
Tommy Pham is near the top of the list. Of course, Jose Castillo, who last year, because of forearm and finger injuries, only pitched, between, I think, rookie ball, AAA, and the majors, 8 2/3 innings, and has been real slow played, may or may not have gotten into a Cactus League game this, next week. That gives him time. I would say, barring setback, he's now virtually assured to be ready for the start of the season. Francisco Mejia, this is something that I hadn't reported on because, you know, the last couple of days were coronavirus and it's just been this real weird thing, but he's had a lat issue, has not played since March 7th. So now he has a chance to heal. Fernando Tatis, look, Fernando Tatis, remember how the slow starts in his background and then that was what they were expecting last year? Well, he had played this full winter league season. He basically had like 2 weeks off last offseason you know, then trying to make a team. I mean, he was going hard in spring training, right? Well, he didn't play winter ball because he was recovering from the back injury. He was out for a week with the flu, or 10 days he didn't play, I think, with the flu. And so, wow, will this be, give him time? That's more theoretical than the other ones, but gosh. And then I want to bring this up, and this is where the whole, you know, you want to be sensitive. There's a whole lot more going on, but the fact is I cover the Padres, and the Padres have already started talking about this. And of course, it's hopeful, but I've seen it happen. I saw it happen when we had to go over to Arizona for a week in the fires in 2007 with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. You hear about it all the time. If these guys are isolated and it really now is just them, they're going to have more time to hang out together, to play golf together, to play cards together, video games, whatever kids do, millionaire kids. And you know, as long as they can stay focused and stay on it, you know, I'm guaranteeing you there's some team that will look back and maybe it'll be the Padres and they'll say, you know what, that extra time we got to spend together, bonding and all that stuff that we might roll our eyes at, you know, to these guys, it can be very real.
Right, right. And then there'll be people who don't win who will say, oh, you know, that extra, that delay getting into the season, that just ruined us. I mean, we were so ready to go. And it just threw us off our game, and we never recovered it from it.
But, indeed.
But what else should we be considering, Kevin, out of this before we wrap it up? Is there anything else that you can think of that's going on down there that you have any answers to, other than just, hey, we'll have to wait and see? Because that's where it seems like we are with so many things right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing that really struck me today is, you know, and it's true, and I like to be sensitive to the fact that a lot of things you say about professional athletes, if someone isn't familiar with the lifestyle they lead or the focus that their job requires, you know, that it makes them look bad. But it's just the way it is. And Greg Garcia, one of the most down-to-earth guys I've ever covered, and just a, you know, a real good representative of baseball players and the human race, was like, a week ago we were having a meeting like we should wash our hands more and not, you know, maybe not sign autographs. And then the season's canceled, and we're all looking around like, what happened?
Yeah.
It was a week. You know, some of these guys hadn't heard of COVID-19 before last Wednesday because they're worried about, you know, their swing plane. And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's all happening fast. I think we've covered it all. There's a lot that needs to come out here about, you know, the pay, the schedule, and believe me, Jay, you mentioned it, but it's in the back of some people's minds that there might not be a season.
Right, right. So, well, I'm glad that I'm glad you're still there, and hopefully get us some answers. And pretty soon, you're going to have to put in for residency in Arizona if we can't get you home. No, I think they have lower taxes there, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, and you know, there's a benefit.
There you go. With the salary you're making, that is a big, big deal too. I can.
I'll tell you what.
For that,
I don't know. I'm not sure. I heard disappointment in my wife's voice when I said, it turns out, honey, we need some stories.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well.
So, hey. We will talk to you when we talk to you. I don't like to think of the idea that we wouldn't have a podcast regularly scheduled. So let's just have positive thoughts, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure there'll be a lot to discuss, and hopefully we'll be able to do that next week. And in the meantime, we hope everyone stays safe out there, stay healthy, be careful, and we will talk with you soon.
Thank you, everybody.